Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast. Now
playing. People are listening to this podcast thinking, did they ever watch the movie?
Movie reviews in 20 Qs. Hello, good people, and welcome to the podcast, Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention for the last 20 episodes, but I always try to make the intro as weird as possible now, with different octaves, different voices, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, who cares? Let's move into the podcast. I am joined by two of my usuals. The first of which is the bullet to my train. It's Machu. How are you going, Machu?
Oh, I'm not too bad, actually. Last time I was here, I gave you the flu for about 4 weeks. And you I'm did. Feeling real good. And today you're pretty sick, so I'm banking on getting the flu.
Oh, you are. You are definitely going
to
get
about
it.
About time to share that illness around.
And the train to my bullet. No, the bullet to my train. What did I say for my, well, whatever the opposite is. Kahu, how are you going, Kahu?
Yeah, I'm all right. Not quite spreading the love as much as you guys, but yeah, watch out for you guys.
It is funny about how as you tend to get older, you used to catch diseases from members of the opposite sex, and now you're catching them from, what are we talking about?
From Machu.
No, from Machu.
We're all, as you get older. For some reason, you get closer to your mates than you do to your partners, though.
That's true, sadly. Hey, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, anywho, we are here to talk about the film Bullet Train, just came out, the action comedy, starring Brad Pitt, with supporting performances from Joey King, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry, Andrew Koji, Hiroyuki Sanada, Michael Shannon, and a couple of little random cameos that we'll probably discuss as we go through this podcast. Has a score of 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb and 54% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a fairly middle of the road. And the person who's watched it the most recently is going to give you a plot. And I believe Machu was walking behind us as we walked out of the cinema, so he's the one to most recently see this. So what's the plot of the film Bullet Train?
Well, today I'm prepared, so...
You fucker, I can see you googling the fucking plot. God damn it.
Ladybug is an unlucky assassin who's determined to do his next job peacefully, but he just runs into a bunch of assassins on the train, and action and hilarity ensue.
That's pretty much it. I feel like if you could boil it down to one sentence, it's like a man becomes disillusioned with his job and tries to get off a train. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much the plot of the film.
And he can't get off it for some stupid reason. He actually gets off it.
Yeah, he does.
And he gets back on.
Dumbass. Useless. On to our usual blurb. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. We then move through 3 personal questions each before we finish on a Patreon question, and the one we always start with, compliment sandwich, one thing good, one thing bad, if we like this film. And I know Machu like this film, so why don't you start us off, Machu? Why don't you tell us how you feel?
I just love movies on a train, eh? Like, I saw that, this is about a bullet train, and my son's he's all about trains at the moment, so I was actually just loving the fact that this film was shot on a bullet train, and it was awesome. And actually there's heaps of parts on that bullet train that I've been watching on YouTube.
What's
really
fuck?
Cool. Yeah. So I got real excited just about the train.
Who knew that Machu had an erection for trains?
So harking back to our 200th episode, is this the best movie to feature trains?
I don't know. There was that one movie not that the helicopter that chased a train in a tunnel.
Yeah.
Keep bringing it up, Kahu.
I will.
Yeah, so that was a good thing. I did enjoy the train, the Train to Busan. I do like those kinds of train movies, the old Western films where they take down trains and they're jumping on top of trains and they're fighting inside trains and the trains are crashing. Train.
This is insane. Stacey's helicopters and for you it's trains. What the fuck is going on?
Do you like that Milky Bar Kid ad when they're on the train?
Yeah. I'm down.
Way to drop obscure references that no one listening to the podcast is going to fucking know what the fuck you're talking about.
Machu knows what I'm talking about.
So yeah, I did like that. One of the things I didn't like, it's a bit corny. Like, it's just corny overload. It's that, just a lot of Hollywood crap in this film, and I didn't really like that too much. And
I'm just going to jump in there and say that was my bad thing as well. It's just like when the jokes are landing, they're good, yeah. but they get corny pretty quickly.
They get,
a bit cheesy.
There was a few funny bits, but then it was just overwhelmingly corny, crappy.
Just forced, eh? Like real sort of forced humor, yeah.
And you know, I like the fighting. I did like the fighting. Yes. I don't know what everyone else thought, but I thought the fighting scenes were cool. I like the killing, the fighting, the gore. You know, lots of people died in this. It was awesome.
Agreed. Is a score out of 10,000.
Yeah. It gets the pass, but it's not by much.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. I had a 6,150 bites from that poisonous snake.
The boom slang.
Fair enough. I'm surprised. I thought you were really enjoying this. Because this is the thing, like, we were sitting next to each other and you were laughing a lot. And I'd clocked very early on that Sandra Bullock was in this film as a voice. And we only see Sandra Bullock at the end. So my God, listeners, did I sit there in anticipation when I realized she was going to show up. I leant out of my seat and was staring at you, waiting for the realization of, I've really enjoyed this movie. Oh, fuck, not her.
It's like when you've had it, you know, it's like when you had one of the best nights of your life, but then you wake up and you shat the bed. It's not like that. It's still good.
I can't say I've
you don't really
experience.
Tell many people about man. It.
I'm
Have you just told the entire fucking internet about it?
Clearly missing out on some good nights there.
You haven't had a good night until you shat the bed.
Hashtag.
Jeez.
I hope you had a good night until you shat the bed.
I hope you had nobody else in that bed.
Yeah.
For their sake.
There was an extra body, but it wasn't from a person.
It was a foreign body. What about you, Kahu? What about you?
First thing, I love Japan, so that's good. Although it wasn't.
Hello, Stacey.
It wasn't kind of critical to this film, though.
Yeah, well, exactly. Could what the fuck anywhere. Are you on about?
Yeah, I like Japan. Leave me alone.
There's some Japanese bits in here, like the schoolgirl. Like the school.
What's your favourite thing about Jaws? I like the ocean. What?
My bad thing.
Terminator. I do like electronics. iPads and technology.
That Apollo 13. I actually really like space.
There's a lot of space
I look
in
up
that
all
film.
Time.
These are Stacey answers. You know this.
Oh, somebody's got to do it. Yes. My bad thing, unfortunately, it's just not that memorable.
No.
It's like fights on a train.
Lemon and tangerine.
Convoluted plot. It's kind of a bit unnecessary. Yeah. I just kind of struggled to remember much about this film the next day.
Which is bad because we were supposed to record this on the Sunday.
Exactly.
After going to see it on Thursday.
Like, oh, maybe I need to go see it again.
Yeah, and now we're recording it literally a week later, and we're like, we should watch the trailer before we talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of had to give up on the plot, eh? You just had to.
I
wonder what's happening.
Some kind of
caring,
twisty shit going on. It's one of those ones that's trying to be a bit too smart for its own good.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
And a final good thing is I like the dynamic and the banter between Tangerine and Lemon.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
I enjoyed
good.
It. I thought it was good. Mm. They're a bit of an odd couple, you know, and Tangerine kind of had that Jason Statham kind of vibe about him.
Mm. Yeah.
I like that. But yeah, lack of memorability. I'm giving this 5,500 boom slang bites.
Yes, that's not a lot. On to me, I also am giving it a compliment sandwich. I've been over my bad thing, but the good thing, I found fun. You know, like we've been missing those sort of just dumb fun action films, you know, which is like doesn't take itself too seriously. And like Brad Pitt certainly doesn't take himself too seriously in this, which I think is awesome. We'll discuss later. My other good thing, I kind of felt like it was well written in some parts. The only reason I'm giving it credit is there's the bit at the end where Prince gets smoked by the truck. And I was like, what fucking dude would just smoke some random girl standing in the middle of the street? That doesn't make any fucking sense. And then we see that it's Lemon driving a tangerine truck. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, that was pretty good. That is Lemon, isn't it? He is Lemon?
Yeah, he's
Lemon. Lemon because he's got the yellow hair.
Tangerine's the other guy.
Yeah, Tangerine's the other guy.
Has anybody actually had a tangerine
recently? Yeah, I've had a tangerine.
I was like, I couldn't remember the last time I had
thought
a tangerine.
It was I thought it was a tomato, and I cut it, and I tried to put it inside a sandwich.
You thought it was a tomato?
Is that the run? Oh, persimmon.
Persimmon.
Sorry, not a tangerine.
Like, tangerines are orange and citrusy. Yeah.
So my doctor gave me these suppositories, and I thought I was putting it in right, but it turned out it was a cucumber. This is where there's a much used story to go.
Sorer than I thought it would be.
Holy shit. What's a tangelo while we're on this tangelo. Tangent?
It's a cross between a tangerine and a pomelo.
Cool. Okay. maybe I didn't want to know. My score, I'm going to split the difference between you guys and go 5,900. It's kind of split the difference. You know, 6,000. It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. I'd probably rewatch it again if I was scrolling and couldn't find anything else decent. But, yeah, aside from that. Anywho, we sound so fucking damp about a movie that we're now going to say 19 questions about. But, hey, here we fucking go, listeners. Buckle up. Question number two, what is it, Machu?
What is the biggest dick move in this film?
It's the prince dropping the boy off the building. I mean, it was kind of critical to the plot. Hopefully I've remembered the right person.
Like, sounds like that. I don't know. Yeah. I think sometimes they deserve it.
Yeah, some of those kids, they fucking deserve being pushed off roofs.
He shouldn't have come up to the roof. What an idiot.
I mean, don't walk along roof lines if you don't want to get pushed off them.
Kids, if kids out there, don't stand near the edge of a roof as Sam's coming past.
Oh, I'm not allowed back in seven countries because I'm wanted for several different crimes.
Like, how tall is this building too? How plausible is it that a child would survive a fall from the top of a building?
Pretty bouncy, eh?
Should we go test it out? What are you up to for the rest of the night?
If you've had children and dropped them, you're like, eh. They're right.
They're like cats. They always land on their feet.
Yeah,
pretty much. Fern used to bounce like a basket. How? No, I'm going to get fucking child support, child services around here taking my kids off me.
Just take eight lives down, and she got one to go.
Exactly. She's all right. For me, the biggest dick move was that Brian Tyree Henry's character, Lemon. He looks over and he sees the snake just crawling between the seats, and he goes, "Oh well." he doesn't do anything about it. He doesn't immediately kill the snake or stop the snake. He's just like, oh, yeah, there's a snake. It's like, you fucking asshole.
Not my problem.
Not my problem.
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds' character calling in sick, eh? Like, what kind of self-respected assassin calls in sick, for starters?
I called in sick on a podcast.
Did you?
Yeah, us. And then I called in sick on a podcast. M from Verbal Diorama. I'm so sorry, M. I wish I was on your podcast. I really did. Yeah, I've been ill for fucking weeks.
Like I said, biggest dick move.
Fuck you, cunt. Anywho. Moves us over to question number three. What minor side character had their life completely ruined by the events in this movie?
Maybe White Death's son? He was doing all right. He was just on the gear.
Logan Lerman, who bled out of his eyes. And,
yeah. That was a pretty shit one.
I kind of feel like his life was already ruined.
Yeah, he was
He's
a bit
kind
of a
piece of shit.
Nah, he was just sort of cruising on life. He was just like, oh, just let me go. I'll cruise back. It's all good.
That's probably the worst answer. What did I have? Top quality podcasting.
What else did I have? Man, I've written Wolf.
Poo-pooing on all
who the
our answers
wolf?
Tonight.
That Wolf dude.
Yeah. Okay, now the Wolf guy, he was like a legit, decent assassin. Right. His wife so ruined that he's fucking died.
Everyone died, yeah. And he lost his job by the looks of things. And he was just hanging out, drinking some beer. And then he got killed by the worst assassin of all time.
A guy who's not even an assassin. He's a snatch and grab man. He's not even an assassin.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't even have a gun.
Hopeless.
Yeah. Poor Wolf.
I'm going to go with poor Hiro, the train conductor. I reckon he's never going to never going to get hired again. Like, he can't check people's tickets and his train that he's on gets totaled. Like, who's going to hire him?
Yeah, Hiro out of Heroes. I was like, fuck, that was awesome. That was a random cameo. I haven't seen him in ages. I was on a similar vein to you. I was the girl that when it was going up and down the train selling, stuff.
Oh, yeah, the attendant.
Yeah. Because, if anyone's worked in hospitality, yes, you do one main job and then afterwards you have to clean up afterwards. Imagine cleaning up that train after that, man. Yeah. Imagine cleaning up that train. first of all, it gets destroyed. And then that led me on to, what about every single person that lived in that village that had an entire train get fucking thrown through their shops, their houses, everything like that? Do you reckon you have house and contents insurance if a fucking if a fucking bullet train goes through your fucking house?
I feel like the insurance company would pull the old act of God trick on that one.
Absolutely they would. You'd be fucked. Question number four, what is it, Machu?
What was the most insane leap of logic in this film?
Nah, shut up. I want to get in there first because I feel like you guys are going to have mine. Mine was an actual leap. Mine was Aaron Taylor Johnson running after the train, leaping in the air and getting onto the back of the train and then climbing up a train going, what, 500 kilometers an hour?
Yeah.
How the fuck did he do that?
I didn't exactly have that, but I had him busting through that windscreen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is a train that they have to deal with bird strike and all that shit. He just punches it real hard or something, eh? Like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't use any kind of weapons or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like, geez, what a poorly constructed train.
I had Tangerine and Lemon were brothers.
Hey, come on, foster kids can become brothers, man. What the fuck?
You could be bros. I don't know about the brothers. Nah. I had
kissing shit.
Okay. No, I just wrote that Michael Shannon is a Russian.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, dear, this shit. Just get a Russian. There's heaps of Russians out there, surely.
Yeah,
put on Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren, Peter Stormare. They're famously both Scandinavian, but they're close enough to be fucking Russians, yeah. Man.
When you're in Rocky IV and you fight for the Soviet, you're always going to be a Russian in my eyes.
Absolutely. question number 5 is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our mate Dan Brennick of Netflix and Swill. Netflix and Swill is an awesome podcast. Covers all things Netflix related, usually with a full review of a movie or TV show that's come out, as well as like just news and general stuff. They're awesome. Go check them out. What's this question, Kahu?
Yep, thanks, Dan. Who was the true MVP of the film?
Do we all have Lemon?
I had the water bottle.
Oh, the water bottle. Water bottle. Shit, that's a good one.
Yeah, the water bottle was, you know, that, I forgot what it was. It was a Fijian? The Fijian water?
Yeah, Fijian water. Yeah. Shit, that's a really good answer.
keeping people nice and hydrated.
Okay, if we're not going for proper characters, I'm going to go with...
hey, the water bottle had a backstory.
That's true.
As much of a backstory as any other character in this film. And in fact, I just checked
the cast.
That's
a good point, yeah.
And it comes before Lemon in the casting. Everybody, look it up.
Holy shit. Okay, what about Brad Pitt's cell phone? Like, he saves his life and fucking gets stabbed by a wolf.
Which cell phone?
You know, the cell phone he has in his pocket. He stabbed me. Hey, we just watched the trailer, man. Don't you remember that part?
Best inanimate objects.
What about you, Kahu?
I did have Lemon too.
Yeah, Lemon's the man, right?
I did like awesome. Lemon. I quite liked the father as well. Like, he was a bit kind of broody,
yeah.
But he sort of had to deal with a lot of shit with his son, and then his father was giving him shit kind of the whole time, but at the end he sort of stood up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite good. My real reason for Lemon was the fact that he dieseled that girl before he carked it. He was like, yeah.
Put the sticker on.
Yeah, put the sticker on. Good man.
Except he didn't cark it.
That's true. Well, it looked like he was going to. Question number 6 is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our mate Emily Higgins of the Tasteless Podcast, a podcast that takes two films, one that's universally beloved. She compares that to a film that isn't, and she sort of discusses why. She has some interesting opinions. Go check her out. What is her question, Machu?
What movie would you pair with this as a double feature?
Ooh, I actually reckon Kill Bill would go well with this.
Yes.
Similar type of revenge kind of themes, similar level of action and gore. So, yeah,
yeah,
it's mine.
Fair enough. Good call. Here comes a bad call from me.
Oh, don't worry. I've got an even worse one, bro.
I was like, wow, that's actually really good. I went with Lock, Stock, because I was like...
Smoking Barrels?
Yep, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. There's another Brad Pitt film, and it's like a...
No, it's not. He's in Snatch.
It's a fucking Snatch, is it?
And lo, it was at this point that the mighty adventurers waited 10 minutes while Machu Googled something Kahu and Sam repetitively told him. How do you forget Snatch?
Oh, Snatch.
Yeah,
sorry,
Snatch. How do you forget something that involves Snatch? What the fuck is wrong with you?
So like I said, Snatch. Another Brad Pitt film. And it's a film that's quirky but done right. And this one's kind of quirky but done wrong.
Fair enough.
Yeah. How to do it right and how to do it wrong.
Here comes the cheesy answer. What's better than One Train? two trains. What's better than trains? Planes. What's even better than that? Automobiles. I'm going with plane, trains, and automobiles. I watched it on the weekend. It is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I haven't watched it in years. Steve Martin, John Candy. It is awesome. Fucking it's really good.
He's hassling you about the Stacey Arts code.
Yeah, yeah. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I just got to see a train.
Yeah, yeah.
And a plane.
There we go.
How old are you? 75?
I'm super excited to be here. Yeah. I remember my day. It was fucking hilarious, though. I watched it on the weekend, and I don't know if it was sleep deprivation.
Who's the main character in that? Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas? What the fuck? Steve Martin. Kirk
Douglas. Steve Martin. It's just his
Humphrey Bogart, bro. Come on, man. Orson Welles.
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. It was Buster Keaton. He was doing his own stunts and everything, bro.
Charlie Sheen.
It was enjoyable. Anyway, question number 7. What deep philosophical debate arose in you while you're watching this film?
Has Brad Pitt ever died in a film? He's played death in a film, but has he ever died? Is he another never die? I never die.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
Legends of the Fall? Does he die in that?
I don't think I've seen that. Meet Joe Black? He's a corpse the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, I just said that. He's played death. Legends of the Fall, I don't think he does. Oh, he dies at the very end and gets killed by a bear.
Does Fight Club count?
And kind of like the credits, pretty much.
Oh, is it one of the other brothers Fight Club, that dies lives. In battle?
Well, he never.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, does it count? It doesn't really count, does it?
He's like the anti Sean Bean. My debate was, if you had to, is it okay to beat up a schoolgirl?
How is that even a debate?
Have you not beaten up a schoolgirl? That's what I want to know.
Hey, I'm not.
What are you doing on your weekends?
Hands up who hasn't beaten up a schoolgirl, and if you're sitting down, I'm going to we're going to go and find one right now.
I'm not topically
Sam lives right next to a school. We don't have to go that far.
I'm not a certain member of parliament.
Well, that's a good one.
I mean, yeah, I was a bit conflicted, eh? Because everybody's had a good go beating up Chun-Li and Tekken, haven't they? So
that is true. Tekken, idiots. That is true. Yeah,
we've been desensitized to the shame of destroying a schoolgirl wearing pig ties.
Those stupid dragon punch type kicks.
Hey, I've just remembered one. I've just remembered a movie in which Brad Pitt dies. Not only does he die, but he dies to one of the most effeminate men in fucking film history. Troy. Orlando Bloom shoots him through the fucking...
Does he die?
That's right.
Yeah, he shoots him with an arrow through the Achilles, like dies, Achilles heel, all that sort of shit.
Oh, he was so bad in that movie, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. Yeah, so my answer was like, is the Mexican dude the most overhyped bad guy in history? You know?
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, Bad Bunny. Like he's apparently like this badass, but we don't see him do jack shit.
Yeah.
Like he keeps collecting money and stuff, but then he's... Do you know who he reminded me of? He reminded me of Slipknot in Suicide Squad, where it's like we had this random character show up. Oh, that's Slipknot. He can kill anybody with a rope. Rah, 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 rah. Next scene for Slipknot, he tries to run away and his head explodes. You know, it was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the wolf's backstory in this was longer than his fight scene.
His backstory is longer than his front story. I know a thing about that. A lot of junk in the trunk. Anywho, question number 8, Patreon question, comes courtesy of Chris Yeni. What is it there, Machu?
What on-the-nose song would you drop into this movie and where? And if anyone says mine, I'm going to jump in and steal it.
I feel like we're going to have similar answers for a lot of this shit, eh? That's what happens when you watch a trailer to remind yourself what you should be answering.
Anyway, I went with Hey Mr. Tangerine Man after Lemon knocks out that runs over that girl at the end.
Are you talking about Tambourine Man?
Tangerine Man.
Bob Dylan.
I think you'll find that it's Tangerine Man.
Oh, will I?
Hey Mr. Tangerine, play a song in your tangerine.
What the fuck?
Why have you not played a song in your tangerine?
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, play a song for me.
That's one of the greatest tangerine songs of all time.
No. I can follow you.
What other great tangerine songs are there, Machu?
We all live in a yellow tangerine. Oh, shit. That was pretty good. Fucking hell.
Fuck, I don't know how you pulled that one out. That was pretty good.
I gotta get the first one in while I got the second one.
Oh, no. I'm sad that you didn't go with just another lemon tree. There we go. I mean, that's like the fucking just another lemon tree.
No, it's just, hey, Mr. Tangerine.
What about millions of tangerines by the presidents of the USA?
Yeah. Let's think of that. Millions of tangerines.
Tangerines for me. Oh, no. How do I follow that?
Drilling tangerine jokes.
Maybe with a clear and concise answer.
Oh, I mean, I really have to apologize in advance because
this is gonna suck.
We've sort of done this one to death. But Mortal Kombat.
Oh no!
When the elder faces the White Death.
Oh, Scorpion faces the White Death.
Yeah. It's like the perfect scene. But enough with Mortal Kombat. Let's move on. Again, for the second time.
Just a little bit about that scene, eh? Is that the pinnacle of this movie? Like, two old-ass men
hobbling around, having a kerfuffle.
He uses his sword as a walking stick because he's got, like, bad knees and shit.
And he blimmin', like, cuts him down from the shoulder, like, halfway down his chest. And then the train crashes and he, like, gets up to shoot him. Like, how is he not dead by that point?
Well, you know, tangerines have incredible healing powers.
Yeah. I'd written down when the elder faces the white dragon because you did your question wrong too.
Yeah. Listeners, before we get to that question, me and Kahu both spent about half an hour going, who the fuck is the white dragon? Much you ask a question about a white dragon? And I spent half an hour Googling the cast going, where's white dragon? I don't see anyone called white dragon. Where's the white dragon?
It's because Machu was on the magic dragon.
It should have been the white dragon. What
Puff
the
magic tangerine. Oh, fuck me.
There's only one word in the whole English language that rides with tangerine.
Submarine.
Fucking tambourine. Sorry.
Putting out the fire with tangerine.
Oh! Tangerine. Don't let those days go by.
Tangerine. That's a good one too. Holy fuck. Here we go. It's our homework to try and come up with another tangerine song before the end of the
More than podcast. One word that rhymes with tangerine.
No, only tambourine. It's the only one.
Tangerine. Tangerine, tangerine. Can't remember the rest of Dolly's song. Oh my god, this is fucking worst shit we've ever recorded. My one is fucking shit as well. I've used it before. Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, when the train goes off the tracks. I was like, Runaway Train, I'm sure we've used that a million fucking times. That's been hacked to death. I'm pretty sure I've only used Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball at least once. So I'm going with that. Even though it's on the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Chris. Sorry, Chris, but look what we're dealing with, man. Look at the shit we're coming up with. Hey. Anywho, about to go off the fucking
get on top tangerine.
Stop. Holy shit. Anyway, next question. What characters in this film best represent the other podcasters? Before we start answering, man, like,
is there any dyslexic ones?
while we're trying to answer this question, can we agree that Kahu is the beleaguered, you know, like, zoo owner that's trying to take care of that snake who's on the TV and he's just like, oh, I don't want to fucking be here. Oh, he's going to ask me questions. And then he's like, oh, the boob snake is... That's you, eh, Kahu?
Yeah, that would be me. Highly awkward and feeling uncomfortable.
Why said you as Brad Pitt.
A lot of the time.
Really? Well, thank you. That's nice.
Maybe. Yeah,
that's what I had.
And while we're coming up with communal answers.
Trying to quit his job all the time.
I just keep getting pulled back in.
Yeah. Just getting pulled back in.
I can't escape. It's really like, I don't do anything and people just want to give me money. It's like,
some more stronger, authoritative man keeps pushing him back into his job. Hey, but while we're coming up with like group answers, can we agree that Mutch would be the dude that ditched his kid at the hospital?
Yeah, don't fight a schoolgirl.
I actually
yeah, had Mutchu.
I had Mutchu as Ladybug because
this is
in reference to
he's unlucky as fuck
to his arm wrestling. Doesn't matter which battle he's going into, he ends up on top.
Yes.
Breaking all the rules.
It's true. Yeah.
Looks like he's never going to win, but somehow finds a way.
When your hand's 1 centimetre off the ground, it's hard for your opponent to win. I had Sam as...
I mean, I wouldn't even say you're that short, Machu, but sure.
I had Sam as the prince.
Yes.
Yeah, because you, like you said before...
Oh, wait, hang on.
I can see pushing kids off the roof.
What the fuck?
Come up here, kitty. It's pretty much Pennywise, eh? Do you like trains?
They all fall up here, huh?
I had Sam as Lemon. Because Lemon's pretty obsessed with Thomas the Tank Engine, eh? So there's kind of like that comparison to Sam in the MCU.
There is a bit of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, personal questions. Who wants to go first? According to my order, it's Kahu.
It is me. My first one is, what Thomas the Tank Engine character do you think the other podcasters are?
Sorry. I love how you're letting yourself get abused by this. It's supposed to...
Yeah, that wasn't a wise choice.
No,
was
it wasn't. Not smart.
Story of my life.
I Sam as Henry, high strung and always ill.
Isn't that Percy? Isn't Percy the one that's a real...
No, it's the smallest.
A bit of a
weakest.
Bitch. Yeah.
Well, that's why I've got you as Percy, Kahu, because you messaged and said, I hate Percy, he sucks. And I was like, I don't know anything about these fucking characters.
His name should be Harry, because he's Harry fucking Hardout. And that's why they just Sam's Henry Hardout.
Yeah, Henry's the one that thinks he's the shit, eh?
Yeah, he's a thoroughbred, but he's always like, oh, fucking hell. Yeah, but yeah, definitely Sam, high strung, and...
I've never watched an episode of Thomas the Tank Engine, man.
Oh, if you're having a boy, you're in for a treat.
Oh, yay.
Only watch the old, like, non-animated ones, though, because they're violent as hell.
And Kahu's definitely Toby.
Voiced by Ringo Starr, too.
Yes, oh, yeah. Good old Ringo.
Kahu's Toby. I had Percy.
Toby. Which one's Toby?
He's old-fashioned, he's hard-working and knowledgeable, and let's just say he's square.
Two out of four of those are okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
The song.
Slight win.
I only had Percy because I was like, I don't know anyone else on this. And then you were saying how much you hate Percy, so I was like, it's Percy. Yeah. And then I was Googling it and I was like, who's the biggest dick? Yeah. Who's the biggest dick on Thomas the Tank Engine? And apparently there's a crane called Cranky.
Who's
an absolute dick. And I was like, okay, yeah, there's Machu.
Yeah, there's like there's all these other characters.
Sam
like a
is definitely
boat.
Diesel. He's a fucking Diesel.
I don't even know. I still don't know what that means.
He's always scheming. He's always conniving.
Absolutely.
He's against everybody.
Fuck yeah.
There's always a fucking Diesel.
Fuck yeah, I'm a Diesel.
Stamp on the back by Lemon.
Sweet.
My second question. How has Ladybug been a successful assassin for so long? Because, to be honest, he's a little bit shit.
He's fucking cursed. The movie establishes this. He's so cursed that he's awesome. You know what I mean? Like, if you have so much bad luck that everyone around you has bad luck, you naturally just get out of it.
Yeah, not bad enough luck to actually die, though.
Yeah, not bad enough luck for you. Like, he's still successful.
Yeah.
It's like two negatives equaling a positive, you know? It's just like, yeah, well, shit, everything that happened.
It's
but.
Like anti-gravity fails upwards, eh?
There we go.
He's constantly failing, but he's constantly winning.
Mean. Why is the bar car always empty?
My answer for this, I just don't even feel like there was a drinking population on this train. Like, we saw a whole bunch of kids. We didn't really see anyone
else.
A few old people. Which is kind of bizarre that they go from what looks like a whole bunch of schools getting out to, like, you know, it's potentially in winter, maybe 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock, whatever, in the evening, to the very next day they go for an entire night and then end up in a town, which I feel is only like a bullet train, Tokyo to Kyoto. How long is that going to take? 3 hours?
Yeah, it's not that far, right?
Bullet train. An hour and a half. Tops. That's how long the movie took them to get there. Also, if there's a snake on a train, it's like a fucking snake on a plane, eh? You know.
There's an actual movie called Snakes on a Train.
And it's Snakes on the Train.
Yeah.
2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah.
So they
load of shit.
Yeah, not so great.
Anyway, what about you? Why don't you reckon there's anyone fucking annoying them in the bar?
Well, I just think, you know, if the Japanese people are pretty polite, and they would have seen some, you know, wolf having a little sleep there. Yeah, oh, this guy doesn't want to be woken up. They see Zazie Beetz on the ground, she's face down having a sleep.
Completely normal behaviour.
Yeah. Legs all bent
up. I think you've stumbled onto something. I think somebody walked into a bar, saw a dude just blacked out in the corner, and a girl lying there with blood coming out of her eyes, and thought, probably not going to try the drinks.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, looks like Machu.
Machu's been dropping shit in bottles. What the fuck? I'm out of here. Anywho, that moves me over to my question. First of which, because I saw how much you were enjoying this, I thought this was high up for you, but is this like the second or third best movie with Sandra Bullock in it? I'm sorry, Emily, I had to ask this question.
I don't know. Is there a movie where she has less screen time than this film? Because it might be number one.
I mean, technically she doesn't have any screen time whatsoever in those Minions movies.
Yeah, that is true. We do have it's to just listen voice. To her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the less the better. I don't think there is a good movie, so we can
Demolition
just...
Man.
Yep, I had Demolition Man.
Yeah, you, we've done the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh fuck! Don't throw that in my face. The only reason why, because she's such an idiot, and then Sylvester Stallone ends up knocking her out. That's why we all like it, eh? Just some casual domestic violence.
There's been a lot of male on female violence discussed during this podcast. And we're joking, listeners. We don't endorse it. We're not for it.
Yeah. yeah. But it's one of her better ones. If, you know, like it. Yeah. Be up there with the best ones she's ever done.
Yeah, I mean, I love Miss Congeniality. I'm not afraid to admit it. I think I'd sit down on the podcast and I wasn't just sucking up to Emily because I think she's awesome. I thought it was a good movie. Bird Box is pretty cool, you know.
Bird Box.
But there's not too many of hers that I'm a massive fan of.
Bird Box is stupid, eh? That's a stupid movie. Come on. Close your eyes because the devil will get in there. Come on. It's stupid.
Yeah, I kind of don't.
What's your favourite movie?
As long as you can't.
Commando. Commando, right? We're going to talk about Commando, where a guy walks into the middle of a field.
Like fucking jacked up dude.
Jacked up dude walks into the middle of a
do you know
like compound.
Eats green berets for breakfast?
He does, yes. And then he has conservatively 50 guys shoot about, 70,000 bullets at him. Fucking not a single person there knows how to aim directly at a guy standing open in front of him.
That's some bad guns. And he was shooting from the hip.
What a load.
Yeah, I kind of don't share your irrational hatred of Sandra Bullock. But yeah.
You started the fan club.
On.
What are you on about?
On. She's the great white hype. And
the great white hype?
Wow.
Great white hope.
Like the
savior, the white savior.
The Larry Bird
and,
of film.
And the side. Fuck, I can't remember that name.
Blindside.
Blindside.
It's just worse by the second. Top quality podcasting.
Yeah, to be kind of fair to you, Machu, she hasn't done as many good movies as I thought she had. But
famously hate Speed, so
I hate Speed, so yeah, that wasn't in my top three. But I like Gravity, so I've got that.
Yeah,
in there.
Gravity's good. Yeah,
so I'd might put this somewhere around four or wherever, but not in the top three.
Mm, okay,
Bird Box and Demo Man.
Anyway, my next question, we talked about Sandra Bullock cameo, there's a Ryan Reynolds cameo, there's a Channing Tatum cameo, which is actually quite good, but and then Michael Shannon is kind of a cameo, but I've got to know from you guys, how many cameos is too many cameos?
Four.
Yeah. Did this movie have four?
That's way more than four.
Yeah, way more than four.
Yeah, the girl from The Boys, the girl that does the hands out the snacks.
Oh, right, yeah. Zazie Beetz, that's another
kind.
Yeah, she was cool though.
Sandra Bullock, Ryan Reynolds.
So Sandra Bullock was the tipping point, wasn't it? It was like, we're up to four. And then when Sandy B, look at me, I'm Sandy B, pops up at the end, you're like, no, I'm done, I'm out.
I mean, if there's anything the MCU has taught us is that
you can never
have too many cameos.
Correct.
That entire franchise is basically cameos.
Yes, let's stop you now before you say anything shitty about the MCU. Yeah. But you're right.
To the point where we saw Melissa McCarthy. Is it? That's
Don't
her
remind
name,
remind me. Yeah. Yes, yes.
In the last one.
Yes. That was the step too far, actually.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy was the step too far. I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop watching MCU films when...
doubt it.
Yeah, that's true. What am I saying? But if Amy Schumer pops up, that's it, I'm done. I'm out.
I think Tom Cruise is in the MCU, we've reached peak
MCU. Yes, Tom Cruise, I'm out.
I just he's got to be in there. He's kind of the last big actor to not be in there.
He will be. He's got to.
Yeah. Have we had Robert De Niro?
No, we haven't had Robert De Niro. Nick Cage is kind of done Ghost Rider. I feel like he's going to pop up at some point.
Oh, he's been in there.
Sandra Bullock hasn't. I feel like she's going to pop up. I feel like it's inevitable. Al Pacino, he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
He was heavily rumoured for something. So was Sharon Stone. There was a couple of them that are like floating around, but...
Oh, mate, you were like... If you had Sharon Stone in the MCU, you're just going to lose it.
Well, young Sharon Stone, I would, but... They've got their digital de-aging. Make me a Basic Instinct 1.5.
Is that score's gone down for this film?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm kind of in a shit sandwich at this point.
We're 10 questions talking about film stuff.
Yeah, I know, right?
I feel like we're filling our lack of memorable content with just irrelevant banter.
Songs about tangerines.
Yeah. I was thinking, are there any songs about trampolines? Must be, surely.
Trampoline.
I already did that.
Yeah,
that's what I was like.
Anywho, my final question, is there a worse codename out there than Ladybug? I mean, there's bound to be, but we can't use any swear words, so you can't just call him Cum Dumpster or something like that. Like, what's worse? What would be worse than having a codename of Ladybug?
Nutsack.
Oh, that's swearing.
Is that swearing? Is it swearing? Can I go even higher? Is it swearing?
Here you go. Prove that you have no nutsack by going even higher.
Yeah, nutsack's not a swear word.
I mean, I feel like if you were just at the park and you got hit by a ball, you'd tell a stranger, "Oh, I've been hit in the nutsack." I think you would.
If you're on Ice Age,
get me an ambulance.
And you're a squirrel.
Scrotum? There you go. Scrotum.
I feel like a scrotum's nuts. Worse. Would someone say that's a nutsack?
Okay, right.
I mean, it would, but...
I love your technicality.
If you're a PE teacher and you had a bunch of soccer balls and a bag, would that be...
A ball sack? Yeah, I suppose. Ball
sack. I mean, yeah, if you're a teacher and telling kids to stick their balls in the ball sack, then, I don't know, that's kind of borderline. I feel like you'd be reprimanded. I think rose petal would be very lame.
Rose petal, there's a good one.
Which got me thinking about how the South African cricket team's called the Proteas.
Oh, yes. Like,
named English after roses. A flower.
The English rose. Yeah.
English rose. Kind of like how the French are the cockerels.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Is it?
Yeah, the cocks.
It's like the New Zealand badminton team. They've got that's a mean name.
The black cocks.
Yeah, the black cocks, yeah. The only thing I could think of was like blouses, you know, stuff like that. Like, but even then it's just like... Like, Ladybug is a little bit more creative. It's not like a common sort of insult. Like, I think Rose Petal won that round for sure.
Pantyhose.
Panties.
Hey, panties. Come in, panties. You know, like, the other day
just keep talking. This is getting better by the second.
The other day, I had this phone call with a dude. He keeps saying bye-bye to me. Do people say bye-bye to you?
Bye-bye.
So, like, I
self-respecting people don't. So
he said it three times in a row, and I had him on speaker, and the last time, because everyone was listening, he goes, bye-bye, and I went, ta-ta. Like, I see your bye-bye with a ta-ta.
I see you, bro. I see you.
I'm sure he's your secret lover, eh, Macho? You're like,
I wish.
Bye-bye. No, you hang up. You hang up first. See ya. Bye-bye. Call you tomorrow. I hate that, where people say, like, goodbye, bye-bye. And then you get like stuck in this loop with the team's leg. You're just like,
bye.
What's happening
here? Bye is all good. Bye-bye is not acceptable.
And then you just do an aggressive leave meeting.
I'm not going to fucking segue. Let's just keep moving. Machu, what's your questions? I've got to edit this shit as well.
So question number one, how many backstory montages is too many backstory montages?
I wanted to see the son's backstory. We didn't see that one, so I don't think there's been enough.
He did have a little bit of a montage within
just got pushed
White
off
Death's,
the building.
White Death.
Yeah, exactly. What do you need to know?
Oh, which son?
Oh, the yeah, the
little boy.
The boy in the hospital.
He's just like sitting there eating his breakfast or something. Eh? Goes to school and just he goes to school like 14 hours a day.
Exactly. Boringest fucking story ever. Unless he's like a child assassin. Who gives a shit?
He's in the park.
Maybe he was.
He's in the park doing karate with a thousand other people. Do the same moves for half an hour.
Yeah, but maybe
oh,
he was...
Oh, boy, give me that backstory, bro, right now.
Maybe he was the best of that
I
thousand.
Need that shit right now. That would be fucking amazing. Fucking
maybe he was in a knockout tournament out of, like, all, I don't know, 512 of them or something.
Yeah.
Hypotheticals. Sounds like a sequel.
Anyway, I just went with this many. Like, this is almost at Suicide Squad level of just, like, who gives a shit? Remember Suicide Squad was like, here's another flashback. Oh, and here's another character. Here's another flashback.
First or second?
Here's the first one.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Whose backstory montage do you actually want to see? I want to see the nurse's backstory montage, the one that was looking after that kid. The one that smoked that...
Oh, smoked that dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sexy killer nurse.
Oh, yeah. Sexy killer nurse.
I'll kill you. Save the kid.
Was that was like with a plastic bag, eh?
Yeah.
Yep. She was the bomb. Yeah. Give me that story.
Actually,
not some fucking kid. I don't know what to see some kids do. What the fuck?
Actually, that was kind of a good. I found a good part of this.
Sexy killer nurse.
Movie.
Nah, I gotta watch some little 5-year-old go to fucking.
There was some good. There was good.
They're watching Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah. Pokemon. Fucking.
There was some good foreshadowing in this movie, and the nurse was one of them. Like you could see when the first time they had a scene in the hospital room, they kind of lingered on her for a little bit, and you're like, oh, she's going to be important later on.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a few scenes like that.
I hope she's important.
It was, yeah.
I hope she's important. Sexy killer nurse, come on.
Yes.
How about you, Sam? How many backstory montages?
I've already answered the question.
I can't even remember. Anyway, what's question one?
Compliment sandwich, bro. Right.
The question is, okay. How many podcasts is too much for this podcast?
How many podcasts is too many
and
podcasts?
And the answer is this many.
There's this many. Thank God we're going on a hiatus.
All right. My next question is the White Death the least scary of all the killers?
No, read what you've written. Is the White Dragon.
Is the White Dragon.
The least scary of all the killers.
The least scary of all the killers. But I meant the White Death.
We talked about this before. He moves like a 60-year-old man. So, yes. Here's the least scary. What I was insanely like surprised by is Michael Shannon's only 48.
Ah.
He's moving like he's...
To.
Yeah, what is he up to? He's like the anti-Paul Rudd. He's like aging.
He's smoking since he's 3 or something like that.
He kind of does look like he's been on the meth since he's fucking turned 18, but yeah.
I mean, young White Death was pretty badass. Like,
was
he was good. He was like smoking all those dudes with his shirt off. He had the mean tats.
Who are those dudes? I feel like those dudes aren't very tough dudes, eh? I feel like they've all just been sitting around watching TV or something for like too long.
No.
Playing
I feel like,
Baccarat all day.
I feel like it's like what we were talking about before the podcast. It's like if you play all your video games at home and you think you're the man and then you go online and you discover, hang on, there's actually people out there that know what the fuck they're doing. It's kind of like this. It's like these guys were like little gangsters in their own little village and then as soon as somebody else comes in, they're actually like, oh, this is a proper fucking badass. What the fuck are we up to?
Next level.
And like, even like the granddad or whatever like goes to take him on in the end. You're like, oh, fuck, here we go. He's going to fuck him up. Nah, gets his ass handed to him. If it wasn't for the train fucking crashing, he would have been fucking dead.
Yeah. Granddad was mean.
Yeah, but like, I'm not scared of the White Death. I mean, Tangerine was pretty awesome. Lemon. Even Brad Pitt. He's pretty badass. But White Death, no. He was Seamus.
So
old
true.
As a man.
I could tell you weren't scared of Zazie Beetz. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Just give me that antidote, that's all I want. My last question is Brad Pitt trying to be Jack Sparrow in all his movies now? Like he's just become a character of himself.
He has in a lot of ways, eh? I feel like Inglourious Basterds was one of the downfalls of him playing like a comical comedic vision of himself. That being said, like he's always been a character actor in a leading man's body. Like he's always played like these bizarre out there. I mean, you watch something like
12 Monkeys and Fight Club and stuff like that. Like when he could have been like the Leonardo DiCaprio hot man doing all the hot leads, he just went out and just did all these like really different roles.
Mm.
Yeah, he did like Legends of the Fall and shit like that. Like, you know, Meet Joe Black where he was just this dreamboat. But like he's always
Daniel
tried.
Day-Lewis.
But he's always tried doing different shit. You know, he does the occasional blockbuster, you know.
Yeah, he has become a bit of a parody of himself, eh? Like
he has, though.
Kind of
yeah.
getting a bit typecast in that kind of role. But like old Tom Cruise.
Greta. Did you guys see Ad Astra, though?
Yeah.
I really liked him in that. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Ad Astra.
And that moves us down to our final question, which is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our mate Nick Haskins of Nikolai's Kitchen, a cooking podcast that's more than that. It's a real slice of life, and you guys should all go check it out.
Is Stacey going to be on it soon?
Stacey's going to be on it very soon. Oh. Coming, I think, November 2029. I think she's going to be on it.
That seems very likely.
Very soon. Mm. Very, very soon. Anywho, next question is, what type of meal is this movie? What you got, Machu?
I went with sushi. Clean, wrapped up nicely in some seaweed. Put it in some wasabi. There's a bit of wasabi in there. It's fucking sushi because it's fucking sushi. That's what it is.
Fair enough. What about you, Ko?
Yeah, for me, I went with sushi because just for something different. Because, you know, like the shape of a sushi resembles the shape of a bullet train. Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
So,
there is a sushi train.
And it's set in Japan, yeah. So I thought, yeah, why not? Let's go with sushi.
And it kind of like comes apart, like the train comes apart. Well, kind of like sushi would come apart, like when you cut it up, yeah.
Like all the carriages are different little bits of sushi.
Yeah. For me, I was struggling with this one and then I decided to go with sushi because I feel like, you know, like when you go to like a sushi restaurant, you order a whole bunch of different pieces and stuff and like some of them are pretty good, like there's parts of this movie that are real good. And some of them, like, you eat and you're like, yeah, that wasn't really that good sort of thing. And then other parts are, like, really delicious. And, yeah, I mean, it's set in Japan. Sushi's very much Japanese food. So that's why I went with sushi. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, different answers, but kind of similar thoughts, I think. Yeah. Anywho, that takes us down to the end. I managed to make it so far. And then I couldn't even fucking finish the podcast. Fuck it. Anywho, that takes us down to the end. Thank you everybody for listening to this episode on Bullet Train. Guys, should we have done Prey?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should have.
Anything to save this film from itself? Like maybe anything? Any performances?
Well, Brad Pitt was cool.
I quite like that Tangerine. I thought he was cool.
Oh, yeah, Tangerine. Yeah.
I like Tangerine and Lemon.
I like them, yeah. I mean, I don't feel like it's a full shit sandwich. I feel like it's a teetering.
Teetering. It's bubbly.
It's always coming off the tracks.
Train about to derail.
You haven't quite dropped it in the toilet yet. It's just clinging on.
Yeah. I mean, there were some parts that I thought was quite funny. Like you're talking about foreshadowing. And those guys are opening up that briefcase and they're like, what if there's a bomb in here? And it's like, oh, there won't be sort of thing. And then there is. And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. So
yeah, quite like how Brad Pitt tried to quit his job all the time. And like when old mate was trying to tell him a story, he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yes! I like that bit as well. Yeah, it's a short story.
He's been sitting there boring the fuck out of people all the movie.
Yeah.
And then finally someone tries to do it to him and he's like, nah.
I didn't like that.
It's like your standard American. Like if you've ever met an American before. Let me tell you, 8 hours of my life. Oh, can I tell you a story about one thing cool that I did? No. Hang on.
That's cool anyway, but back to me. Back to me.
I need to tell you another story about how awesome I am.
Speak so slowly just to make the story even longer. What the hell?
One time I drank 8 beers, and I tell you what, I was really drunk.
Beer number one.
Beer number one. I was sitting there in a bar with me and my mate Jimmy, and Jimmy ordered a Pilsner. I don't really like Pilsners, and I decided to try a Pilsner. Fuck up, dude. Shut up. Not all Americans, by the way, American listeners. We love you guys.
Some of them drink other beers than Pilsner.
But there's some American tourists you meet that you occasionally meet in hostels. It's always hostels.
Yeah.
That's where you meet them, hostels.
The best Americans are the ones that stay in America. Oh, when you meet them there, they're super cool.
It's always a good opportunity to practice your staring face to appear interested, though.
Oh,
just like, and the sheep in your mind are going, doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo.
People are listening to this podcast thinking, did they ever watch the movie?
No. Anywho, that takes us down to the end. As I hinted to earlier, Stacey is incredibly close to popping, so we are probably going to have a little hiatus. Liz is going to take the reins. Liz said she wants to do episodes while I'm gone, so it might be her and a couple of guests. I know her and Emily Higgins from Tasteless and our good mate Ashley from Rabbit Ears are planning on doing the most macho of masculine films that they can. Liz asked me for suggestions, so I sent through Braveheart, which has a runtime of 3 hours.
And Dances with Wolves, pretty good.
Oh, Dances with Wolves, that's 3.5 hours. That's a good one. Apocalypse Now Redux, 3 hours 40. Lawrence of Arabia, 4 hours. Kahu Furu, Ben-Hur, that's a good 3.5 hours.
You're too quick to take up her offer, Sam. You know the first one she's going to do is going to be St. Trinian's.
Oh.
You know she's going
to
do it.
Least listen to episode ever.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. It's part of your plan.
Killing the podcast.
Part of your plan to get the anticipation back up for your return.
Nah, I'm doing like the White Death. I'm putting all the assassins on one train so they'll kill each other and then I don't have to worry about it anymore. That's it. I'm going to get Liz to kill the podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
St. Trinian's. Oh, dear.
Anywho, listeners, yeah, as I said, we'll have something coming up, but there is a good possibility that we might be off for a good month or so while I resolve this. Although I do...
while you resolve this.
While you resolve this.
Your child.
I shouldn't be saying that at the end. The end of a thing where a young boy gets pushed off a building. I shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah. The birth is just the beginning.
He's still at work, eh? He's like, well, actually, there's a few things we need to work through here. Yeah, we have a round table. Stand up, hooey.
Don't think I can come home tonight, Stacey, so I'm going to have to stay at home at work today. And yeah. Jesus Christ, go me. We'll be back.
Resolve the situation. Resolve the situation.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. It's fucking late. I need to go. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter at Movie Reviews In, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Movie Reviews In 20Qs, or you can send us an email, mriitqs@gmail.com. And I'd also like to take this time to thank all of our Patreons for supporting us through this time. You guys are awesome. I know I put a post up to thank you guys, but I'd like to do it orally as well. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He loves oral.
Orally? Orally? They're fucking close, aren't they? They are very close. I got pleasured orally. I should say these things with New Zealand eggs. Okay, bye.
How big's your dick? Have you got a big dick?
You got a massive dick.
Paint your dick? Should we have a barbecue on your dick?
I do love you guys. See ya. Bye.
Do you know what his rapper name is?
What is it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
That's an actual
fucking
question.
Great story, Kahu.